إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. إن شاء الله in the continuation of the series of how to build the Muslim family. We came now to find out that the marriages already took place, and now what gonna constitute how the affairs will run? What are the rules and do and don'ts that it will constitute this life? Remember, the purpose of the marriage is, in eyes of Allah, two man and woman committed themselves to help each other to be more obedient to Allah. And we found out that everyone, this commitment is translated like the last khutbah that I said. If in any given community or any given country, the first thing you see in it is the constitution. And the constitution of the Muslim life is Surah Al-Fatiha. The constitution is the Surah Al-Fatiha. And to apply that constitution, it's going to be another surah to tell you how to apply that constitution, which inshallah will be the foundation of building the Muslim family. Like, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ. This is going to be the law that will interpret the constitution in the family life. And we found out that the response of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept that constitution, because the constitution is a contract. But this time, the contract, instead of it is between people, it is between you and between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And your endorsement, your signature on that contract, it says, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. That's your signature right there. And what you want, اهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. And the reply of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَلِفْ لَامْ مِيمْ ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِي. Immediately, the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, هُدًا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It is the guidance, how we're going to implement that constitution. It is, first of all, we need what? ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. That's the book that you're going to apply to fulfill the constitution. But you need a certain quality. You have to have, you cannot perform any job if you don't have a certain level of education in this profession. Exactly the same thing in your life as a Muslim. So we agreed that the target that you and I supposed to be is at least to qualify ourselves to the best, to the title Muttaqi. And I talked a little bit last week about how the Muttaqeen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them favors, and it is enough that one of them, إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازًا, that they will be favored. And they will be, inshallah, among the winner. I hope that we will be among them. Today, inshallah, on the khutbah, I want to know, we want to together know what is the muttaqeen and what it means. And the muttaqeen going to have to be what? Going to have to be your attribute, your spouse attribute, and that is what you going to make your, try to do, make your children to be. Or otherwise, what the family is all about? What we need a family for? So to have this rich environment, that it will help the development of a good Muslim character with the attribute of muttaqi. Before, there are two red lines, bold red lines, that we have to keep. The adult have to keep in mind. That means the husband and the wife. Number one, the Muslim home is free of disobedience. There is no tolerance zero. That means what? If you're going to help each other, it's not to compliment each other. Compliment is required, but not in seeing what wrong we're doing. المؤمنين والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر. They order the good deed and they deny and they support the bad deed. So it is not a matter of superiority or inferiority or what is the relationship between the man and the woman and whatever. Two people be helping each other. That's the first red line that we are not, no one going to preach, no one going to cross, no one going to allow. The second, the home of the Muslim. How you know the home of the Muslim? That's the environment where everybody in it trying to do the best that they can to give Allah His right. You know that you cannot live under the flag and you cannot be a good citizen if you do not give the federal its right. You cannot give your country its right. You cannot give the community its right. You cannot give the states its right. You have to give them their right. What we need to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has rights. And these, the rights, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need it. Inna Allah ghaniyun 'anil 'alamin. But you need it and you need to fulfill your obligation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, that's so. Now, there is no act of disobedience in this family to the best. And everybody is driving for whatever we do is to do what? Is to give Allah His right. Inshallah, when it comes down later on to put the basis of building the family, it's going to be what I was talking about. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan wa ita'i dhil qurba, till the end of this. This is not just a matter of a recitation. These are law, requirement, bricks and cement and making a building. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli, that means He's Allah ordering you to give everyone His right. It's simple. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adl. He is ordering you to be fair and just. How are you going to do that? You're going to do that by knowing what is the right and obligation in everyone that you interact with in your life and give him that right. Your country has a right. Give it to it. Your community, your family, your parents, your wife, your spouse, your children, your neighbors, your friend, your supervisor. Everybody got rights. You have to be aware of those rights and give it to them. That's it. But we're going to come and talk a bit already detail, inshallah, when that time comes. But now we want you to get to the attribute of that person who will execute all of that. Because there is something else that means if you don't have this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, Hudan lil muttaqeen. The one who's going to benefit out of this, they are the pious. And we have in the Arab world or in the Egypt, they have a say. It says, "Alu al-haram ihlif al-galak al-farak." That means what? When you are under oath and give testimony, the people that they have conscious, the word oath means something. When you put your hand and say, "I solemnly swear to say the truth, nothing but the truth," it means something because you have a conscious. But if you don't have a conscience, if you want me to swear and you're going to take my word for it, is what? That's my bill out if I'm a crooked. That is the way out. Because I'm going to lie anyway. I'm not going to say the truth anyway. And who cares? Because I don't have a conscience to start with. And maybe you can see the driven to this point or the drive to this point when Sayyidina Maryam Ridwanullahi alayha, she said, "A'udhu bil-Rahmani minka in kunta taqiyya." I seek refuge from Allah. But before the punishment of Allah, the help of Allah come, wake up if you are a pious. Wake up if you are a pious. Maybe you are under influence of whatever. Wake up before the help of Allah comes. أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا. Who is المتقي? In the Arabic language, التقي, it comes from قي, verb. That means take action, take a shield, make a shield between you and between what is harmful. That's the generic meaning. But in Sharia, at-taqwa means what? Taking shield against Allah's anger. Taking shield that you will never get to the point where you find yourself out of Allah's mercy. That's basically what it is. Taking a shield. That means, by another word, you will build between you and between Allah's anger a shield. How is that shield going to look like? And what is it going to be made of? Now, if you have that shield, yes, you can start to function. Yes, you can have to stay away from forbidden. Yes, you can try to give Allah his right. Yes, you have, and you'll start to move. But if you don't have the shield, what is it that you're going to worry about here? Nothing. Nothing. Because most of us, like I said in a previous khutbah, we don't have a lack of knowledge. And sometimes we don't have a lack of commitment. But we definitely have a lack of execution. We do not execute. We do not accept the challenges. And we put our foot and we be very determined to accomplish our commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone with no exception, wanna be a nice guy. But what we don't? And everybody has his own way of justify his own or her own behavior. And before you know it, you are completely out. So what is that shield? Now, knowing the taqwa, what are the elements of those? There are basically five major elements. And I hope that you will have them, or you try to think about them starting today. And I'm sure they do exist because they are part of your nature. Number one, khashyatillah. Khashyatillah, that means what? The submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And al-khashya, it has two meanings, or it has two requirements. It's like a valid coin, it has two faces. The first one, that it must exist, is that you respect and fear Allah enough to stop wrongdoing. You're not going to take a chance. You fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough to not to get to this neighborhood. Number, the second part of the khashyatillah is what? Is loving Allah. The love that drives you to please Him, to do whatever it takes to please Him. See, if you love, if you in your life you apply one of the two, only and not the two together. No one will love your child more than you do. But are you afraid of your child? You try to do the best that you can just to see one single little teeny weeny smile. But are you afraid of him? No, you are not. Right? And you can be afraid of somebody putting a gun of your head in your head, and you will obey him and you will do everything. Everything that person will ask you, but do you like him? No. Because in either way, if it is not this shame complete, you will not act on your own. In these two sides. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants you. When you act, when you do it because you want to do it. You understand what you're doing. وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَآمَنَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كُلُّهُمْ جَمِيعًا أَفَأَنْتَ تُكْرِهُ النَّاسَ حَتَّى يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. If Allah wants, everyone in the planet Earth will go straight. And they will do exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted. But if that's the case, why are they going to have reward and punishment for? Allah have enough mighty to do it. Have the mighty to do it. But Allah wants you to come by your own. So that's the first element that it must be in, and you have to be conscious about, and you have to evaluate everything. It's about what I'm doing. Gonna please Allah? Yes or no? Or gonna make get me out of Allah's mercy and make Allah angry with me? Yes or no? That's the first thing. And that's what you need to teach your children. And the best way to teach your children, regardless what it is, by example. Teach them by example. You can talk, but the example is a lot more effective. And this is why all the time mothers, they are a whole lot more effective in raising children. Because they are by example and they are reaching a lot to the children's feelings. The second element, al-amalu bil-tanzeel, that you apply what's in the Quran and the Sunnah. Look at Surah Al-Ma'idah and see what's in it. See how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala identify the value and the nature of the legislation, that it is, and do you have an option or you don't have an option in full? Are you living your life according to Quran and Sunnah, or you are not? Remember, we don't have a knowledge problem. Remember, we do not have a commitment problem. But we have a dedication problem. And that's what make it or break it. That's what going to make. Okay, now, most of what Allah told you to do and not to do, you already know it. You already by your nature know it. By your So what you need to do? Al-amalu bil-tanzeel. Get to the commitment. And the best way to teach your own children is by when they see you doing it. When they see you committing to it. When they see you applying it. When they see you saying yes is yes and no is no. And why you are doing it? To please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or to stay out in Allah's anger. One of the things that get me very, very disappointed when I get involved in family affairs, it get me very, very disappointed, is when I hear this statement, and unfortunately it happened a lot, different people, but the same mentality. He does not realize, or she does not realize, what are the people going to say about us, or what they're going to say about us. With my whole due respect, who cares? You are worried about what are the people going to say about you, and you are not worried about that being. You are not worried about what Allah is going to say about you, and you are worried about what the neighbor is going to say, or you are worried about what your friend is going to say. All it takes is only less than 1 week in your grave, and see who will remember you to start with. Who will remember you? And if you want to verify what I'm saying, you yourself, in your daily life, how many times you remember, how many times a day you remember the loved one that they already passed? And what makes you think that you are any different? You will be treated the same way. Let us set a priority right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he revealed the Quran, and when he revealed the message of Islam, and when he gave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a role model, he gave it to us so we can apply what's in it. It's not to get degrees in it, and it's not to have a nice libraries full of these laws in there. Number three, accepting what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you. Please never be under the impression for a second that what's happening to you in any given second is a coincidence. In any given second, whatever you have as a combination of a hardship of prosperity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving you the environment in any given second that if you know how to use it, you will qualify to His mercy. أَلَا يَعْلَمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. Who will know you better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who made you? He knows what you need. and he gives you the combination in any given time, he is giving you the combination of a hardship and prosperity, that if you understand it, realize it, and apply it the right way, you will go to, inshallah, qualify to Allah's mercy. Or by another word, whatever that is, it can be a mercy that you are aware of, or it can be a hidden mercy, but you need to find out. What is the conclusion of that principle? It's very easy. It doesn't matter what I got. It doesn't make any difference what I got. The most important thing, do I realize what I got? And I know how to use it to qualify to Allah's mercy or not. If I am occupied in every single time or every all the time by identifying what I got and how I'm going to use it to qualify, do you think I have a time to worry about what my next one sitting to me got? No. I got the combination that fit me. He got the combination that fit him. We are different. If you keep this mentality and you keep that attitude, do you think you're going to have anything in your heart to call envy? Jealousy? About what? Hate? Resentment? But even if you have anything in your heart, it's going to be when you see somebody maybe having more means, or having what called, it can be called the prosperity, maybe. And you think that you want to say, may Allah help him to utilize it right. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, washkuruni wa la takfurun. Ishkuruni, it means what? Don't. It is not a lip service. It means what? Use the prosperity that I gave you to qualify to my mercy. Not use what I gave you to come out of my mercy. There is a lot of temptation here. So the principle number three, that it have to be in your soul and you have to teach it to the children by example and by token, and you have to align with your spouse, is what? It's now the symbol number three is what? Accept what Allah gives you in any given time. Try to find out the mercy in it. Try to find out how you can use this hardship or this prosperity to qualify for His mercy. Maybe hardship can make you repent, can make you seek forgiveness, can make you be sincere, can stop you from wrongdoing. I like very much say one of the scholars says, "بعد غضب الرحمن ما فيش مصيبة." That means after Allah displeased, if Allah is pleased with you, there is no such a thing called a hardship. Everything is a mercy. Whatever there is a mercy. The element number four. الاستعداد للرحيل. Getting ready to leave. What we all, and the most of us have in common is what? We forget that we are guests. And we must obey the guest. And we have to be courteous enough to behave as a guest. And we will leave very soon. Everyone before us left. God bless the living one. Where is our fathers? Where is our mothers? Where is our aunts? Where is some of our brothers and sisters? Where are they now? God. And it is like a wave. Gonna get you, gonna get you. The issue here is not that you're gonna die or not. And I think we all already know. Death does not have what it called defined process. That means he comes only to sick people, or he comes in a certain age, or it comes in a certain circumstances, or it comes in a certain places. No. It comes to all of that. And it has no logical, we know there is a logical steps that happen. But we do not know why. Because the only one who knows why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many, I am sure all of us, at least in your lifetime, you heard about a sudden death to some people. That you say, well, they are young. They are healthy. There is nothing wrong with them. And when you hear the worst part also, is when you hear about death and somebody talking about death, you think the potential of the one sitting next to you to die is a lot more bigger than yours. That means, okay, I'm okay now. I am really okay now. I think I have a few more miles, or I have a few more years, or I have whatever. Maybe the one next to me. Who told you that? Who told you that you did not already ate the last meal? Who told you that you already had the last sip of water? And right this second, you are only breathing the last provisions of the air that Allah dedicated to you. اتخذت على الله عهدا أم تقولون على الله ما لا تعلمون. Have you signed a contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you're going to live in that and you're going to die in that and you're going to be on your bed and you're going to be a Hollywood style and going to, or what? Every single day you see the children, you see healthy, you see this, you see that. Now, the question that it must not get to your head, because we already have it. The question that your soul must answer to yourself. If the angel of death hits you now, this second, are you ready? In a lot of time when I hear people having issues like this or somebody die, I say, Ya Allah, I just want to know. A few minutes before he or she died, what was in their head? Maybe they were talking about what they're going to have for dinner. I am, for one, allow me to share my experience. My own mother, she was as healthy as it can be. She cooked the food for the family, and she never tasted one bit of it. And the time between a healthy woman standing in her kitchen, cooking for her family, and completely a dead, ready to be buried, it was less than 15 minutes. I'm talking about the whole entire thing, from A to Z. And you know, and I know it's a lot more faster. It can be a lot of things like that. Just go to Google it. And under sudden death, and see how it's going to happen and how things happen. What makes you think that you are any different? The question that you and I must answer, and please, please don't do that, because you are really harming yourself big time and bad. If you think that it's going to come in the last second when you realize that you are dying, that you're going to be able to say, Astaghfirullah, and I seek forgiveness from Allah. If you are, alhamdulillah, but you never know if Allah will accept or not. That's another issue. But here, who told you that you will be in a state where even you know what is your right from your left? وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ. Your mind will be in a state of intoxication. You want to know what I'm talking about? Just pay a little visit to intensive care unit in any given hospital. Stop and learn. Learn what that person in that bed in front of you can say. And if you are in that bed, what are you going to say? Are you ready now? I mean now. I don't mean now, figure of speech. I mean now, this second. If the angel of death comes, you're going to say, if you still have the faculty, you will say, Alhamdulillah, I invested the life to the best. There is nothing else that I could have done better. There is no wrongdoing that I did that I need more extension of time so I can correct it. If you cannot answer that question, now you know the magnitude of your problem. Are you looking for problems? You got real good one. It's not who like me or who hate me, do I have a money or I don't. That person talking to me this way. Look at what, write down the list of the problem or things is bugging you. Please do. The things that it hurts you, it get to you. Divert your mind, divert your soul. And ask yourself, if I only have 5 minutes to live, which one of those problems that I would like to solve? Or what is it that you would like to do? I'm not exaggerating. If maybe more than 90% out of us would take these paper, crunch it, and throw it in the trash. If you can crunch it and throw it in the trash now because you know that you're only 5 minutes, you might as well do it now, because maybe what you have is a lot more less than the 5 minutes. Be focused and don't lose concentration. Be all the time focused and be ready to leave. Angel of death, when they come, they don't take permissions. They don't send notes. They come day and night, and they come anywhere. The element number 5. If you are now still, if you applied the previous 4, and you are in the state of it, what is left? The only thing left for you is the hope, al-raja. Hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, acceptance. You think the big companies or a big production company, they have what is called QA, quality assurance. All of them. And even whomever study management and project management and whatever, all of that stuff, or any system engineering, you're going to have to take a lot of courses in what is called QA, quality assurance. Do you think that the one who created that universe, the engineer of the engineers, does not have a quality assurance system to evaluate people and to evaluate what they do? And do you think that evaluation will happen by your standard or by his standard? Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam, that after even when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you, قَدْ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ, Allah forgave you. Allah told him, I forgive you. He was in a state, his heart in a state of trembling. And he seek forgiveness more than 100 times a day. Where are we? What we doing? Are we doing ourselves good by doing whatever we do now? Is our priority right? So you and I going to have a shortcoming? Yes. Let us be realistic. We're going to have a shortcoming? Yes, we're going to have a lot of shortcoming. The only thing we can make for this shortcoming is the hope. Hope that Allah will accept. Hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us. And you give me the person that have a raja on his heart, have a hope of Allah acceptance, and have a time or have an energy to do act of disobedience. You are in a different case. You are in a different environment. So, al-muttaqi, these are the major attributes and the major qualities that you and I are going to have to work day and night in it. We have to be self-conscious. We have to be muttaqi conscious. We have to think about what we do. And we have to think about what we say. what we follow, are we following traditions, habits, or we are following the Quran and the Sunnah? Are we following this, or we are following that? And when you do that, you are actually in a state of taqwa. It is not that you're going to reach, but the dynamic of trying to be, that's what drives you to the state of taqwa. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance and blessing. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our gathering. Forgive all our sin, all our mistakes, and all our shortcomings. And give us a brand new start. And help us to have the keen and the better understanding of the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and apply them in our life so we can live in peace and die in peace, and inshallah in the hereafter we'll be in peace and we'll be among the companion of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. The responsibility in your family, it is your responsibility. You cannot say the member of the family, they've grown up, they have their own personality now, and I cannot handle it, or they have their own mind, they have their own, and you still. Accepting wrongdoing is wrong. Accepting blasphemy is a blasphemy. We sin a lot by our body and by our mind and our words and by our behavior, a lot wrong messages. Be clear about sending messages. Be very, very clear about what kind of a messages that you are sent to your family. I'm going to leave you with the commitment. What you think about, what you do to yourself. Because you're going to be trialed. And also the commitment to others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, Ya ayyuha alladheena amanu, all who believed. Now the belief is not an issue. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا who believe قوا. Initiate the process of taqwa. Build the shield. أنفسكم by yourself. أنفسكم وأهليكم. أهليكم your own relatives. That's starting from the immediate family, his cousins, the brothers, his sister, till it comes out my countrymen. You have to protect yourself and protect your ahlikum, whomever you know, from what? From Allah, anger on Allah, wal'azu billah. Severe punishment. We have a lot to think about. And beyond the shadow of a doubt, we need time to think about what we're doing, where we're going, and how are we fulfilling our responsibility to Allah? Are we fulfilling our responsibility to ourselves? Are we doing the job to our families the way we do it or not? The minute you realize the shortcoming, that is the minute you are on the right track. But if everything is dandy, everything is nice, everything is justifiable, or everything that you are doing is right, and nothing wrong, and this is the best that it can be, or what am I going to do about it? That is the major and the fatal mistake that you can do for yourself, and for your family, and for your country, and your neighbor, and for everybody else. Let us seek from Allah forgiveness and guidance and blessing. And ask Him to straighten up our life and help us by forgetting all our sin and all our mistakes, all our shortcomings. And help us to have an understanding of the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and apply Him in our life so we can live in peace and die in peace And inshallah, in the hereafter, we'll be in peace. And we'll be among the companions of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. Abad Allah, قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحون. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي لعلكم تذكرون. This is not ayah. People finish the khutbah by it. This is the law of your life. And that's inshallah when we start. Now we know what is the bylaw, and we know what is the quality we're going to be targeting for. Now we want to know how it's going to work. And that's if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're going to start from the next khutbah, is we're going to work how we interpret the constitution that we have to a law in different areas. And the law is already exists. All we need to do, understand it, commit to it, and go and do it. And here it comes. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى تِلْ بِهِ. So it's gonna, that gonna be the law that we're gonna live by, inshaAllah. عباد الله قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحون. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأخر الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.